the guys that back.
The truck backing into this warehouse is filled with cans and bottles collected from transfer stations on Cape Cod. We're at the family pantry in Harwich, and volunteers here are standing by to sort this morning's haul of glass, plastic bottles, and cans.
The cacophony.
Jim O'Bara has been working at the family pantry for about 5 years now. He says the money from turning in these bottles and cans makes up a fifth of the pantry's budget.
And that was the first source of revenue, was sorting bottles and cans.
You probably know that when you buy a drink in a can, you're also paying an extra 5-cent deposit. Every can that doesn't get redeemed by the purchaser still has that value.
It's a great revenue source. It helps us support the pantry. Plus, we're recycling.
Most of the recycling itself happens at mills in the Midwest and Kentucky, where the cans will be melted down and made into more cans, or materials for things like airplanes or cars. Before they're sent to those recyclers, the cans have to be compacted and baled. That happens at a place like Mid-City Scrap.
We are not recyclers, we are waste stream diversion specialists.
Chris Kessing's an overseer at this industrial lot on the South Coast. Mid-City Scrap makes a business out of being the middleman.
A roll-off truck will come in here of aluminum cans, and this loader pushes it on the belt.
Basically a big conveyor belt that carries the cans up and then drops them into a chute.
And then gets made into a block, and here's other blocks you can see.
He's pointing to these dense cubes of metal, and they're only a few feet tall, but each one has more than 30,000 cans packed into it. There's another metal in your blue bin that gets processed here. Steel food cans.
Campbell soup containers, Goya containers, chunky chili containers. It's all here.
There isn't a deposit for these items, but Kessing says this steel is valuable, and it maintains its quality, even if you recycle it over and over and over again.
The steel that's in that can could have been the siding on a great building where great things happened a whole long time ago that was recycled and then used to make a tin can, and now it's been back in the waste stream, and here you have it.
When it comes to aluminum and steel, Kessing says the value of those metals above ground is greater than the value of the materials that come out of the ground to make them.
Aluminum requires a good amount of mining and a lot of water and electricity to make.
So companies have a big incentive to recycle. And it works. When you buy a beverage in a can, 75% of that can is made from recycled materials, likely right here in the U.S. But the process does have a significant carbon footprint. Think of it. All of that metal has to be hauled around. It has to go from redemption centers to scrap yards to the recycler. Much of it on trucks.
It gets kind of depressing after a while when you see the same things thrown over, out, over and over and over and over, over again. It's like, how many of these are out there? How many aluminum cans can there possibly be in Southeast Massachusetts in the Cape?
Kessing is sipping his coffee from a reusable mug. He says even though metal recycling works, he'd be happy if less people needed his services. For WCAI, I'm Haley Fager.